A strange new species has made its way to the U.S., the strand beast. Giant wind-powered sculptures created by Dutch artist Theo Jansen. The strand beasts will kick off their first U.S. major exhibition at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts in September, before heading on to Chicago and San Francisco. And first, they took a walk along Crane Beach in Ipswich, Massachusetts. George Hicks of Here Now contributor WBUR was there.
This long stretch of beach is one of the most popular north of Boston. On this morning, the sky is gray, but the traffic has been backed up for miles. Unusual, even on an August weekend.
How'd you get here today?
Bike.
Smart.
I passed all of the traffic.
There are about a dozen boats of various sizes.
We took a boat over to make it through the traffic, but then the engine broke on our way. So we got towed in by another boat, so it all worked out.
A huge crowd.
No, this is definitely a lot more than we expected. This seems to be close to like 4,000 or 5,000 people.
A lot of seagulls in the air and, hovering overhead, a camera drone, much like a fly would hover over a herd of cattle looking for a place to alight. We've all come to see the strand beasts. The two strand beasts here are like mirror images of one another. Sails at the top and sides, the superstructure almost like a scaffolding. They're made of some sort of plastic or PVC vinyl.
They're like PVC and zip ties. It's crazy.
The joints look like they're held together with rubber bands.
I don't know. It's just bamboo things that were put together, and then it walks.
The highly articulated legs are incredibly complex. The feet look like hooves, and they make a curious squeaking sound. It's definitely a cool sound.
Yeah.
It's the sound of when you get to be my age, your joints start to make some noise. And it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So what do they evoke in you? What do they remind you of?
Insects and horses. It's all I see. And I think it's something about the connection of the legs.
Legs, like, they move in such a way that it looks, like, alive.
I think it would be fun if they had saddles and we could ride them.
And then, you know, you get to 8 legs and it's kind of like insects.
Yeah, that is what it makes me think of.
It sort of does remind me of like a beast thing. That's
just like a creature.
The way that it moves with the wind, it's crazy that it actually functions properly.
Here at the water's edge, the strand beasts are now being propelled by their handlers. Do you guys call yourselves handlers or wranglers?
Interpreter operators. Which I've taken to mean that we are here to interpret the demands of the strand beast.
I know the other one's moving faster, but I kind of love that this one has a gimpy leg and it keeps getting stuck. I feel for that.
Do you think they're creepy or cool?
I think they're cool. I think it might be creepy if there were a whole fleet of them.
The artist has said that he would like to just populate a stretch of beach with them and let them live there.
Live there?
Yeah.
I would go to that beach. Yeah.
For Here and Now, I'm George Hicks on Crane Beach in Ipswich, Massachusetts.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why they invented the internet, so that you can see the strand beasts. Pictures are at hereandnow.org.